Welcome to Casual Conversations. It's a podcast where we talk to people who are important to our world. And my name is Kaz Bielan, and this is an audio podcast and a video podcast. Our very special guest today is Sean Lipani. He is the president of the Rotary Club of Hillsborough. Welcome to Casual Conversations.
Hello, Kaz. Glad to be on. Nice to see you again.
You too. Where are you right now? It looks like you're on the moon or something.
I'm sitting out in my yard here with the nursery behind us on a blue sky background. Figured it's a nice outdoor presentation for an outdoor conversation.
That's true. So tell us about the Rotary.
The Rotary Foundation is a charity-based organization made up of local, usually business members, started in Chicago over 100 years ago. And thus the spokes of the rotary wheel independent are the cogs of the industry or the community. But essentially we are a group of people that meet and undertake fundraising campaigns and then take those monies that we bring in and hand out to those who are needy within our community. On a national level, the National Rotary Foundation's charge is to alleviate or eradicate polio. And they do polio vaccines over in impoverished areas around the world to eradicate polio. And I'm happy to say the last report we had, we were almost at 97% of polio eradicated around the world since this initiative has started.
Wow, that's a great cause. But locally, tell us the location. This is the 15th anniversary of the local Rotary Fair.
Right. So if you're from town long enough, like I am, there used to be a fireman's fair that was a local fundraiser for our local volunteer firemen. 15 years ago or 16 years ago, the fire department decided not to do the fair anymore. And it was a staple of our community. So then one of our then members and still is, Todd Mershon, decided to take on that fair and make it a Rotary Fair. To use the that time to raise funds for the causes that we just mentioned. This is now our 15th fair, and to be honest, it's created a monster all in itself. We have over 3,000 people usually annually attend this fair, and not just from Hillsborough, but from all over the state. Honestly, I've seen people come as far away as Monmouth County to this fair, and it's just a great family environment. We don't have, it's for kids and families. There's no alcohol sold. So it's really just for families and to enjoy being together a nice summer evening.
And it's conveniently located right off 206 near Lowe's, correct? At 315.
Right off the 206 and Triangle Road, there's Hillsborough Promenade, which has a Lowe's. We use that parking lot for parking, and the fair is right off the parking lot.
So, I'm sure there's rides there, of course, and tell us about like the entertainment.
So we have obviously the rides of for all ages, for young children up to adults in different degrees of craziness, I'll put it. And we have a pay one price of $35. We'll get you to ride all the rides. You'll get a wristband. Or if you just want to buy a few rides for your young children, you don't necessarily have to buy the $35 ticket. You can buy individual rides. And then, of course, we have all our local food vendors from corn on the cob to ice cream to pretzels to pizza, burgers, anything you name it, Indian food. And then we have five or six trailers of games of chance, spin wheel, knock over the cat, bottles.
Did you say knock over the cats?
The little cats that look like they're stuffed animals. Not real cats. Yeah, little stuffed cats. Then we have a water balloon gun thing. You fill in the hit the hole and a balloon fills up. That's usually run by another local charity called Steps Together for one of their beneficiaries. And all the trailers are run by local groups, and that's they like the Girl Scouts or the Track and Field Club or Steps Together, and then we make a donation to them for running the booths during the fair. And of course, there's always one fan favorite. We do have a dunk tank.
Yeah.
And some notable people will be in the dunk tank, including myself and as the mayor of Hillsborough also, and Committeeman Rue and Committeeman Thompson will be in the dunk tank.
Oh, get everybody in the party.
And then, of course, Kaz, we have our crescendo night of fireworks. We have our fireworks. Our fireworks, who are sponsored by Petrox Bar and Grill and Petrox Liquors, sponsor the fireworks. And then we also, I should use, we have a national or our gold sponsor this year is a company based out of Newark called Construction Pros LLC. And that allows us to pay a lot of the overhead costs so that everything that we get goes to the donation to those in need.
If you look above there, folks, right up there, we see the times, the tickets. Now, with the tickets, isn't it electronic ticketing this year for the rides?
Right. So it's a wristband. You can pay by credit card, though. If you bring cash, you can pay cash, but you can use credit card, and there'll be ATM machines there too. $35 gets you the all you can ride wristband per child or per adult. But if you do just want to take a couple rides, you can just buy individual rides, and that would go onto that wristband, so it would automatically queue off of a code. So there's no tickets to hand anymore. It's all off your wristband.
That's great. That's great. Say losing those tickets, you know, and then you lose money and you lose the entertainment. I just remind folks that you're watching Casual Conversations. Our guest is Sean Lapunny, who's president of the Rotary Club of New Hillsborough, and HillsboroughNJRotary.com is the website. Also, this is an audio podcast, so if you want to see how great, handsome the two of us look, if you don't want to, it's okay. Go listen to the audio and drive away, whatever you want, right? But if you want to check us out, feel free. It's available everywhere audio podcasts are played. So what you've been around, like you said, for a while, Sean. So what is your favorite part of the Rotary Fair?
Actually, the favorite part of the Rotary Fair is just just seeing people enjoy themselves, families of all ages, just meander around a very comfortable and safe environment for them to just be kids and enjoy a nice summer evening out, grab an ice cream cone. In fact, a lot of people come just for the food, which I should say, the admission to the park is free. If you're not going to ride the rides and see all our different booths of our local businesses who have information booths, we also enjoy the food and then go home if you don't want to ride the rides. A lot of people come just for the food.
Well, I go there for both because the shirt says what? It says the fair is what calling and I'm going to go. So
there you go.
I hear it. It's nearby. It's coming soon. 15th through the 19th, I believe, is the date of August 2023.
Yes, Tuesday to Saturday.
And yeah, you said fireworks on Friday night, and that's always exciting. And if the weather's so-so, then what happens to the fireworks? They move on to
fireworks. Rain date is Saturday. Yes.
Saturday, awesome. So, where do the proceeds go?
The proceeds go into the general fund of the club, and then we take requests from all over the county, different nonprofits that are looking for help. Some people that possibly even we've said for some tragic losses that set up GoFundMes that might maybe locally based will make a donation on the GoFundMe page if it's something that the board approves. Then we also give out 5 scholarships to Hillsborough seniors. One is one of special needs. One is one of a private school, necessarily they live in town, but go to, let's say, a private school outside of town, a VOTech, and then 3 other ones or 4 other ones at large that actually go to Hillsborough High School. So we give away about $15,000 to $20,000 in scholarships every year. That's part of the things that we do.
Well, the main message is that the money stays, a lot of it, in the community. You give it back to the community. for whatever the community needs. It's not that, right. You know, some organizations collect and it goes national someplace, international. Yeah. You don't see it, but a lot of portion does stay here.
There's no overhead costs. There's other, you know, we pay our dues to our national. That's it. All the funds go directly into the club and they go directly out to the charities.
So if, you know, this is also a, I guess, exposure for businesses who help support as well. It's Fair and Expo. That's the actual
correct
name. So how does that work?
So our chair, Ken Jenko, who on the website, well, there'll be an email that you can buy a tent for $300 to be there all five days and set up a booth and promote your wares, so to speak, whether you're selling knives or a lot of karate, a lot of martial art people set up booths or
travel. I know there's travel.
Yeah. Whatever business you might have that you want to reach 3,000 people in a week for, that's a relatively inexpensive advertisement, I should say, for that kind of exposure to local people.
No, so, and if you want to join, when do you guys meet in Hillsborough for the local group?
So Rotary meets every first and third Wednesdays at 6:15 at the Landing Restaurant on Amwell Road in Hillsborough.
That's a very specific time there, Sean. Like, what do you need to get into makeup or something before you go to these meetings? Like, well, what? Normally it's 6 o'clock, 6:15 out of all times. Like,
well, we found that, you know, people commuting from work, you know, that extra 15 minutes makes a difference. So we encourage people to be there. So we meet at 6:15. That gives people enough time to commute if they're a little further away and make the meeting.
No, it's wonderful. So how would you wrap up to someone who's never heard of the Rotary organization? How would you explain that to them in like a sentence or two?
Rotary are your neighbors, your friends, your family members who have a charge to reach out to the community. And our motto is service above self, to provide local aid to those in need. And that's it.
Now, I know there's one day that the organization makes for a different type of special needs families. Is that something you want to talk about?
Yeah. So we have one afternoon of the fair that is invitation only, that is dedicated to those families with special needs. It is completely free. It is invitation only. It's designed to be set up through the county and our staff to get people's names. And they come in with their families for 2 hours and just able to be a family without all the necessary crowds that a normal fair would bring. And they just love it. And in fact, the staff that works the fair gets much more out of it than probably the kids and the families, because it's just great to see them enjoy and just be a family without having to be subject to the difficulties of being in large groups with children with special needs.
No, it's a wonderful, honorable thing for the Rotary in Hillsborough to do. Now, Sean, very tough question for you to kind of end this amazing interview that we did, all right? And a lot of people have answered this correctly, so let's see what you have to say. What was it like being a guest here on Casual Conversations?
I would highly recommend it. There's nothing better to sit down and chat with Kaz.
Especially outside for you.
Outside on a beautiful day.
I know. Thank you very much, Sean. And once again, go to HillsboroughNJRotary.com. for all the information, and Rotary's every year, but this year it's coming up very soon, 15th through the 19th of August, 2023. Any final words from you?
Hope to see you at the fair. Come out, take a picture, and enjoy the day. Thank you very much, guys.